We'll learn more about cypress trees at the next stop, the man tree. From stop number 3, continue following the channel through the trees to the left, along the old creek route, until you come upon a cypress tree noticeably thicker and older than the others. This tree has seen a lot. You can tell by how wide is the tree's trunk that it's very old, yet the tree is shorter than most of its younger neighbors. Its trunk has been blown off, likely during a hurricane in the last 100 to 200 years, leaving its branches to reach above it like an old man waving his arms to scare away the birds that come to roost. One of the things that makes cypress trees interesting is their resilience and longevity. They are some of the longest-living trees in the world. They are closely related to the mighty sequoias and redwoods of the American West Coast. Cypress trees can withstand flood and drought equally well. While they may lose their crowns in hurricanes and so may not grow as tall as the redwoods, they stay alive. Cypress are naturally resistant to insect and fungal attack. In many other trees, a broken limb can result in a fungal infection, in a knothole, and the eventual death of a tree. Knotholes in cypress trees are barely an inconvenience. In addition to this making the cypress better able to survive, these healed but not sealed knotholes in cypress trees make ideal habitat for many water birds that call a cypress swamp home. Wood ducks and green herons, in particular, are fond of nesting in these natural birdhouses in the cypress trunk, safe from egg-stealing land predators such as raccoons or foxes. The man tree has obviously resisted much. It's lost limbs, it's been topped, it's been colonized by parasite shrubbery, it's been flooded. Its many cavities, which play host to birds, are a testament to equally many lost limbs, but the tree lives on, demonstrating the amazing resilience of the cypress.